Carr, I know you have long contemplated being baptized. And as you now do so, you will be declaring to this congregation and to the world that you belong to Christ. As your church, we want to encourage you and pray for you. May God richly bless you as you serve here and in the larger community. Carr, you should know that the volunteer work you do in our city is akin to the earthly work of Jesus, who was so often drawn to the hurting people of his day. As you work among broken people here in Regina, may you feel his presence and his affirmation. Welcome to First Baptist Church, Carly. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine on you. May he turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Carr, do you renounce the devil and his works? Do you turn from sin in yourself and in the world? Do you turn to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you confess one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? And do you commit yourself to living a life of holiness in fellowship with your brothers and sisters, of prayer and of service? Then Carly, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please join me. As Mark McKim used to say, there's still room in the baptismal tank and in the church family for more. If this is something you haven't done in your own life, if you would like to be drawn closer to Jesus Christ, speak to one of our church members and one of our church pastors. Speak to someone in your life and let them know that you're wondering about taking this step in life. Amen.